Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is fulfilling our trusts. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the one who has presented to us the trust of bearing witness to His oneness. And He presented this trust to the heavens, the earth, and the mountains, but they declined to bear it, whereas mankind accepted bearing it. So I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, without any partners. And I bear witness that our Master, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is His servant and messenger. He is the one who fulfilled this trust and conveyed this message to all of humanity, thereby serving as an example for all of us to emulate. O Allah, bless him. Grant your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. As for what follows, I advise you, O slaves of Allah, to have taqwa of Allah and to fulfill your trust with regards to him. For by doing so, your status will rise and your position with him will be elevated. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha allazina amanu in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana wa yukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum wa yaghfir lakum wallahu dhul fadlil 'azim. O you who have believed, if you have taqwa of Allah, He will grant you a criterion and will remove from you your misdeeds and forgive you. And Allah is the possessor of great bounty. Ayyuhal mu'minun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us with regards to fulfilling our trusts in the Quran by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Indeed, Allah commands you to fulfill your trusts to whom they are due. Brothers and sisters, the matter of fulfilling our trust is of great significance. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has literally commanded us to fulfill them and has warned us against the betrayal of trust. For He says, Ya ayyuha allazina amanu la takhunu allaha wa rasool wa takhunu amanatikum wa antum ta'lamun. O you who have believed, do not betray Allah and His Messenger or betray your trust while you know the consequence. So whosoever fulfills their trust in this world are amongst the successful. And they are the ones who are praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He says, وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا أَحَدَ عَلَيْهِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever fulfills that which he has promised Allah, He will give him a great reward. Likewise, the one who fails to fulfill their trusts in this world, then they shall be of those who lose. And for this reason, because of this gravity of betraying of trust, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to seek refuge from it, saying, أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ فَإِنَّهَا بِئْسَةِ الْبِطَانَةِ. He said, I seek refuge in you, O Allah, from treachery, for indeed it is a miserable hidden trait. Brothers and sisters, it is also for this reason that he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would often connect our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the fulfillment of our trust. As Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never addressed the companions without saying, La imana liman la amanata lahu, wa la deena liman la ahda lahu. He said, there is no faith for the one who is not trustworthy, and there is no religion for the one who cannot keep to his covenant or oath. Thus, brothers and sisters, the believer is the person who, by the very definition of their being a believer, should not break their promises or act treacherously in the things they have agreed upon in their contracts or oaths or other agreements. Hence, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ الْأَمَانَةَ نَزَلَتْ فِي جَذْرِ قُلُوبِ الرِّجَالِ. He said, indeed, the ability to fulfill trust has descended into the very roots or the core of the hearts of those faithful men or the men who are true. And this indicates that the ability to fulfill trust is something that is gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is ingrained in our innate nature. And so the question then becomes that those who do not fulfill the trust are obviously corrupting that innate nature and are going against their own innate integrity. And so by giving themselves to this egoic way of narcissism, of arrogance, of lying and tricking and deceiving those around them, in reality, they're only deceiving themselves, deceiving their own innate truths. And so such people cannot be called true men, for they lack the true nature of manliness. And this is why Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu once addressed the people by saying, "Man adda al-amana wa kaffa an a'radi an-nas fa huwa rajul." The man who fulfills his trust and refrains from meddling in the affairs of others, that is the man, or that is the true man. Ibadullah, O servants of Allah. This topic of fulfilling our trust is a vast topic, and its scope is wide. And for this reason, when we reflect on this, we'll find that it covers matters of both religion and worldly affairs. And when it comes to religion, then everything we've been told to do in the way of worship is being given to us as a form of trust. And that's why it's something that we're meant to safeguard. Sayyidina Abdul ibn Mas'ud narrates that as-salatu amana, wal-wudu amana, wal-waznu amana, wal-kaylu amana, wa-a'zamu thalika al-wada'i'u. He said that prayer is a trust, ablution is a trust, weighing the scales are a trust, and applying the right measures are a trust. And amongst the greatest of these is the deposits that people place with each other. So they would place these deposits of gold and silver and other forms of wealth. And so brothers and sisters, beyond this, even the families that we have and our children are given to us as a trust. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah sa'ilu kullu ra'in amma istara'ahu, ahafidha am dayya'a, hatta yas'al ar-rajula an ahli baytihi." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask every person in terms of being a shepherd or a caretaker about those under his stewardship. And he'll be asked whether he preserved them, preserved their natures, preserved goodness, whether he wasted this responsibility of this trust that was given to him. And this includes a person also being asked about Ahli Baytihi, asked about his family. Similarly, the gatherings that we have with other people, these intimate gatherings, this is also a trust. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-majalisu bil-amana," that gatherings are trusts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Idha haddatha ar-rajulu bil-hadith, ثُمَّ الْتَفَتَ فَهِيَ الْأَمَانَةِ." He said, when a man speaks in a gathering and then looks away, then this has become a trust. In other words, that looking away shows that he is implying this is a confidence. This is something not to be shared. Similarly, brothers and sisters, our occupations, our vocations, the ways in which we work are trusts. They are things that are expected for us to be done by employers, and they're things we're expected to abstain from. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Addi al-amanata ila man i'tamanak." He said, "Return or fulfill the trust to the one who has trusted you or entrusted you." So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us from those who fulfill our trust. And we also have trusts in the form of covenants of citizenship with the nations in which we abide. And this also entails fulfillment of trust. The way of the prophets and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was to ask for security. He said, "Rabbi ja'al hadha al-balada amina." Oh Lord, make this homeland of mine, or make this homeland place of security. And so one of the ways in which we have to extend our fulfillment of trust to our homelands is by ensuring that whatever we do preserves security and preserves the safety and security of our fellow citizens. And this is something that we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate, that He facilitate peace, stability amongst the homelands of all of the believers, and He protects them from violence and strife oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are sufficient as a protector. And we ask that you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of means of peace and make us from those who fulfill their trusts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha jama'a Allahu al-awwalina wal-akhirin yawm al-qiyamah." He said, "When Allah gathers the first and the last of the people on the Day of Judgment, yurfa'u likulli 'adhirin liwa'un." He said, "A banner will be raised for every person guilty of a breach of trust." Faqila hadhihi, this is ghadratu fulan ibn fulan, and it will be said, this is the treachery of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. And this means that people will be revealed for the hypocrisy, just as people will be revealed for their truthfulness on that day. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those of truthfulness. That is not something difficult from Allah. وَمَا ذَعْلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And with that come to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.